Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But we were just talking about the merger or the possible merger or what we believe should happen of the city of St. Louis, the county, and that would lead us in a good direction. And one of the things we talked about just a few minutes ago is St. Louis needs to be a place that not just people live in it, but people want to visit. And more importantly, people want to come here from somewhere else and stay and not be here for a couple of years, go to college or work at a job and then say, all right, I've had enough of St. Louis. Now I'm leaving. We want to attract people to stay here. Yes. And you think you have a good way to do that.
Well, if I had a magic wand, which I do not possess, but I do think there's an opportunity. If you look at the amount of damage that's been done on the north side from the tornado, and you look at the development of the GSA, the geospatial facility that it's going to employ hundreds and hundreds of people. And the dilapidated nature of much of North St. Louis City, if there would be, and where I would assume that a majority of the residents there are renters and not homeowners, if there would be a way to remake North St. Louis, and I'm looking at, 300 acres of ground, And you put that, and you basically start nuke, and there's a lot of money in this town. St.
There
Louis
is.
Has a lot of money in it, and a lot of very
lot
wealthy
of old money.
People. Yes. Yep. If you would begin to construct a community there in North St. Louis, and you've got to start with putting a world-class charter school there, pre-K through high school. You've got Washington University, St. Louis University, UMSL. The higher education infrastructure of this town is very good. And you put a world-class charter school there, and you police it well, and people want to then move there because it's an appealing. And I would have, multi-income areas within that 300 acres and some multifamily apartment units as well. If you built that, it would do a number of things. It would create vitality. People would want to live there. They don't have to worry about inadequate schooling, which is part of the problem now in St. Louis. And you then would introduce a whole lot of foot traffic downtown. And people living there, you'd get the arches right there. The riverfront could be redeveloped. It should be redeveloped and have a river walk like they do in San Antonio and make it just a very attractive, alluring piece of real estate. And once you get foot traffic downtown, that invites businesses and restaurants and entertainment venues. And foot traffic also tends to reduce the occurrence of crime because people in flocks are less likely to be assaulted on the street. Man, I think within a couple of decades, you could completely remake the image of the city to the world, certainly to the country, and we'd be on our way. That's my thought of, if I had a magic wand. And then, while I'm still waving that sucker around, I would turn St. Louis back into an airport hub for one of the carriers so that you can get anywhere from here. And that also attracts business.
Well, it is and has been, I think, in a lot of just thinking about the airport. I have noticed that when I've tried to fly to certain places, like, you know, Boston, Baltimore, it the availability of direct flights is just really poor.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can get to Chicago several times a day nonstop, but, you know, that's Chicago. Kansas City, I'm sure it's the same thing if you wanted to. But there are a lot of destinations where it's you got to go here and stop and then you have to go there. I mean, you're right. It's really obnoxious to fly out of St. Louis.
And it never was.
And the options are very poor.
Right after Georgiana and I got married, we hopped on a plane with my in-laws and took a direct flight from St. Louis to Honolulu.
Oh, yeah.
And I think, can't do that anymore here.
So what you're talking about with revitalizing parts of the city, not just downtown, you know, Arch Grounds.
Look at the money we've poured into downtown.
Yeah.
Between Union Station, which is awesome, fabulous, the soccer stadium, which is fabulous. But that's not been sufficient to attract residents. And I think a big part of that is the education infrastructure here.
So how do you do this part? Because it is my sense that there are, whether or not we want to face an ugly truth, and I don't think most people want to, but you're talking about in, say, North St. Louis area over by where the geospatial place has been built, that you want to have various income levels. Mm-hmm. There are just too many people that don't want to live next to people who don't make very much money or people who are a different color. They just don't. And you know, you could say, well, that's not true. We're not racist. There are some people who are. And there are some people who are and either don't know they are or don't want to admit it.
Right.
And then when it's shown to them, they get defensive about it. Look, it's just simply true. There are people who don't want to live next to certain groups of people. So then how do you convince those who are already here with resources to want to do that? Is it a matter of attracting people from somewhere else who don't mind? You know, and bringing them in with a different mindset?
Well,
I mean, how do you do it?
Ultimately, if you've got an infrastructure in place.
Because, John, real quick, it's been this way in this city for decades and decades and decades, well before either of us were born.
Sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Although I think St. Louis is less racially polarized today than it's ever been. If you just look at the politics of the city, it's really not black and white. It's progressive and non-progressive. And so the politics has changed somewhat in that regard. And if you live in St. Louis County, depending on where you are in St. Louis County, you're 3, 4, 5, 6 blocks away from folks that are, you know, at a higher economic, socioeconomic class than you are, or a lower socioeconomic class than you are, or both within literally a mile. So, you know, I don't know that necessarily would be a big impediment to get people moving there. And I'll tell you, if you've got housing stock and it's nice and it's comfortable and it's visually appealing and you've got a good school and there's plenty of amenities, grocery stores and things, people, I think, will avail themselves of that opportunity.
Well, another issue I think we have here is we have far too many. And the Millennium Hotel might be the most famous example of it because it's right in the city center and it is, it's in the Busch Stadium skyline.
Yep.
When you're looking out.
Or shall we say was.
Was. Well, now it's coming down. But we have far too many derelict buildings, crumbling buildings.
Right.
There are too many of those by the geospatial compound in the immediate area of it, falling apart. And I'm not talking about tornado damaged buildings.
No, right.
Just buildings that were like this before.
Absolutely. Yes.
You know, I go see my mom in Granite City. A lot of times I'll take Jefferson to the McKinley Bridge to get across. And I've driven that path, hundreds of times in my life. And it has deteriorated over the decades just from the time I've been alive. And
just imagine if all of that was new construction.
Right. And there's a lot of open land, too, with nothing on it.
Nothing.
Where you could build.
Yeah.
But you have to have people who are comfortable with being somewhat close to lower socioeconomic status folks. And I hope we have people who are willing to do that. Because in Chicago, there are a lot of neighborhoods that are kind of like that, where you have really nice million-dollar homes or condos, and then across the street, it's not that. But people are comfortable living like that. They don't have a problem with it.
Well, I mean, you look at St. Louis. If you're on Pine there or Hortense Place, a block away is Del Mar and Kings Highway. And it's literally a block away. We've kind of got that in our bones in St. Louis.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.